From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The United Nations Security Council is condemning the Israeli commando raid in which at least 9 people were killed off the coast of the Gaza Strip as several ships tried to break a blockade of Gaza. In a formal statement issued early today, the council said it condemned what it called the acts that resulted in the loss of life, and it called for the immediate release of ships and civilians being held by Israel. Egypt has opened its borders with the Gaza Strip, allowing Palestinians to cross over until further notice. President Obama meets today with the 2 former officials he has chosen to lead an investigation into the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, former Florida Governor and Senator Bob Graham and former EPA Administrator William Riley. As they confer, BP engineers are getting set to move ahead with the company's latest effort to contain the oil gushing into the waters of the Gulf. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports the plan is to cut off the bent riser pipe on top of the apparatus atop the wellhead, that in preparation for putting a containment cap into place.
BP officials say once the leaking riser is cut, the amount of oil gushing from the well could actually increase until the containment cap is put in place. And even if the cap is attached and the oil is successfully sent to the surface, some will still leak out. Waiting at least 2 more months for a fix is angering Gulf residents like Rob DeFrades, who says he doesn't even want to think about what all that oil will do to the fish.
What I can't imagine is not ever being able to fish again in my lifetime.
Meanwhile, federal officials sent a mobile medical unit to Venice, Louisiana, to help deal with the growing number of health complaints by workers cleaning the oil spill. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Buras, Louisiana.
This is the start of the new hurricane season in the Atlantic, raising the specter of the massive plumes of oil being churned and spread by powerful winds if a storm should close in on the Gulf Coast. Shannon Novak reports the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting between 8 and 14 hurricanes in the Atlantic this season.
3 to 7 could be major hurricanes with wind speeds of at least 111 miles per hour. The forecast is based on the weakening of El Niño, a Pacific Ocean phenomenon that creates strong wind shear that weakens Atlantic storms. Also, sea surface temperatures are expected to remain record warm, up to 4 degrees Fahrenheit above average. The National Hurricane Center said a hurricane might help break up the oil in the Gulf of Mexico, but the oil won't change significantly how tropical storms develop or the damage they inflict. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
The sound of helicopters in Guatemala preparing to carry emergency crews to isolated towns and villages cut off by flooding, which has washed out roads and bridges, flooding triggered by the tropical storm that has swept across Central America. Those storms have been blamed for at least 150 deaths so far. This is NPR News from Washington. The world's largest maker of personal computers, Hewlett-Packard, says it is eliminating about 9,000 jobs over the next several years. The company is planning to take $1 billion in charges spread over several years as well, with a total expected savings of up to $700 million a year. U.S. stock futures are lower ahead of today's opening on Wall Street following the long holiday weekend. Danielle Carson reports some key economic numbers are due out this week.
BP said Friday the costs associated with the spill have hit $1 billion so far. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 122 points to close at 10,136. The Nasdaq dropped 20 points, ending the day 2257, and the S&P fell 13 points to close at 1089. It'll be a short trading week as the markets return from the 3-day holiday weekend. Congress is out and will return June 7th. On Tuesday, the Commerce Department announces April's numbers for construction spending, and the Institute for Supply Management comes out with its manufacturing index for May. It could indicate whether Europe's money problems are weighing on the U.S. And finally, on Friday, the government releases the employment report for May. Analysts expect good news, an increase of 425,000 new jobs and a slight dip in the unemployment rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
American International Group says its board has voted to reject selling the company's Asian life insurance division to Prudential. That decision comes after Prudential sought to cut the price it would pay to as low as $30 billion. Analysts are indicating the board's vote essentially kills the deal, which was to have provided a major repayment to the U.S. government for the federal money provided AIG to keep the company afloat. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.